welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our series that we're calling Well Known. We're looking at this interaction between Jesus and the woman at the well in John chapter 4. And there's a number of things that happen here at the end of the passage. Jesus, his disciples come back, and Jesus has a conversation with them about spiritual food, doing the work and the will of God and accomplishing the mission of God. The woman leaves the well after talking with Jesus, and she goes back into the town and begins telling all the people in the town and some of the men of the town, you know, come see this man that told me all that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And a lot of Samaritans end up coming to faith in Jesus through her testimony and through going out and actually having a personal encounter with Christ. And again, there's a lot in there. But I just want to highlight one thing. I think sometimes people ask the question, could God really use me to reach other people, to make disciples? I think sometimes when Christians think about making disciples and reaching people with the gospel, they think missionaries and pastors, like that's their, you know, that's their job. And sometimes underestimate how God can use all of us, just Christians, in the workplace, in the classroom, in our neighborhoods, and how he can use your story and your life personally to reach others and point others to him. And I think, you know, great answer to that question of, hey, can God use me, is, man, if God can use this woman at the well, he can use you. It's not even clear if she has fully committed her life to Christ yet. She goes back to the townspeople and just says, could this be the Christ? Can this be the Christ? It seems like she still has maybe a little bit of doubt. All she really has is she has this personal encounter with Jesus, and in talking with him, she's so intrigued, so focused on what he has said, that she's forgotten about why she was even there in the first place. She left her water jar behind, and now she's going back and telling everyone about her encounter with Jesus. And that's enough. She's just talking about her encounter with Christ and asking, could this be the Messiah? And God uses that to bring people to himself. I shared on Sunday, one of my favorite just salvation kind of stories or testimonies is a guy by the name of William Lane Craig. He runs a ministry called Reasonable Faith. And the man has 5 degrees, and he's a brilliant, brilliant man. And you would think that maybe his testimony, his salvation story, is that, you know, he came to faith because of all the great arguments for God and the apologetics. I mean, that's what he does for a living. And yet he tells the story of being 16 years old, and he was depressed and in despair because at 16 he had, you know, thought, okay, the world is going to end. The universe is eventually going to, you know, the sun will burn up and everyone will die and there's really no meaning to life. And he said this girl in front of him, Sandy, the girl who sat in front of him in his German class, was always just so happy. And he finally tapped her on the shoulder and said, what are you so happy about? And she shared with him about Jesus. And she said, you know, I'm saved, Bill. And hearing him tell the story is just great. You know, she said, I'm saved. And he said, you know, well, I go to church. And she said, that's not enough. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. You have to live inside your heart. And he said, what would Jesus want to do a thing like that for? And she said, because he loves you. And he said, I was just so struck by, you know, her joy and this thought that God could personally love me. He went home. And like the Samaritans who heard from her this testimony, and then they went out and investigated themselves. Let me go talk to Jesus. He went and spent 6 months reading through the Gospels. He went home that night, picked up a Bible that the Gideons had given their class when he was in 5th grade. And he opened it up and he started reading the words of Jesus. And he said, I just could not ignore or reject Jesus of Nazareth. And 6 months later, he gave his life to Christ. And he said immediately he felt just this sense of joy, a sense of peace, and he committed his life to Christ. And ever since, now for decades, he's been leading this ministry and trying to lead people to Christ. And, you know, I hear that story and I think, could Sandy ever have known how God was going to use that simple conversation, that simple testimony in that German class to lead this man to Christ and all that would happen afterwards? I'm sure not. And that's just the reality. We don't know how God is going to use us, how he's going to use our story, but we know that he can. Our job is to love him and to be faithful. As we say it here at LifePoint, to draw life from God and point others to him. Let me pray for you, and then I would encourage you to take some time to reflect and pray. Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you're good, and God, we thank you that you use us. You save us, and then you send us. And Father, you can use us. You can use our stories, our testimonies, when we encounter you and then we share you with others. You can use that obedience, Father, in ways that we could never predict. Father, we thank you that you're so much bigger than we are, that your ways are higher than our ways, that you see further than we do. God, we thank you that we get to be a part and join the stream of your activity. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.